So fast from good to bad. Man, I'm smiling to my heart's content. The next I'm crashing back. I wish this was a nightmare or even a dream. I don't wanna be alone right now. That's why I love you. Cause you understand me like no one else can. Forever we.
Roses fall at your feet, they wanna hear your song again. Can tell you want the show to end, but you still play it for them. Your eyes grow dark as you sing, and your throat is aching. They don't see a human being, but you still play it for them. And I'll pick them up again. Backstage I wait, I hear them shouting, screaming, and I pray that you stop and say, it's getting pretty late, but you stay, center stage and play. I don't see how you do this every day, and they're still falling at your feet, and I'll pick them up again. Getting pretty late, but I still pick them up again. No, they don't see a human being, but you still play it for them. And backstage I wait, I hear them getting louder, and I pray that you stop and say, it's getting pretty late, but you stay, center stage and play. I don't see how you do this every day. They're still falling at your feet, and I'll pick them up again. No, they don't see what's underneath, but you still play it for them.
Yeah. It's that time again to be grateful. So pass the gravy around the table. Oh. DJ BJ Clark bringing love to the airwaves. Oh, oh, oh. 104.5 helping the independent artist survive. Let's go.
Time of year we need to extend ourselves. Look out for one another, give somebody help. I know that holiday vibe can fade. Some feel alone, some feel afraid. But we got togetherness and generosity. Nobody left alone, no one's in need.
like Charlie Brown, Thanksgiving, simple and true. Pumpkin spice and gratitude. Mom's favorite recipes in the oven. DJ BJ's radio show keeps it buzzing. Hold on 4.5, spinning again. Oh, feels like family through the static and wind. Keep showing up with a smile on your face, offering grace to the ones out of place. Family's been spinning,
making the beat,
yeah.
Hands in the air, feel that heat.
Hook arms, share love in motion. Gratitude's our devotion. From the table to the stereo sound, it's Thanksgiving joy all around. From the city of Chicago to the burbs of Illinois, share that.
Artists on a late night drive, college radio keeping hearts alive, feeling that love, oh, it's going round, yeah, yeah, it's Thanksgiving,
that grateful sound. Thanksgiving, let's be thankful. Let's hook arms and invite all in. Much love
from DJ BJ Clark and the community. Happy Thanksgiving.
Just for the night. night glow. Yet some would say it feels like a light show. I wanna have a thrill of a lifelong from my time zone. I wanna see the blue in the ocean. While swimming through the water, I'll be hoping that I could always live this very moment. I'll keep it frozen. But for now, I'm focused on my spirit, not my energy. I'm keeping open eyes for my enemies. Ain't really got the time for superficial things. They don't mean nothing. And I'm out here trying to get it, babe. While standing on a thin space, I wanna find some friends with a like mind. That's really hard to find in this lifetime. I'm rolling with my sisters in the meantime. Yeah, you're mad, it's my speed line. I wanna spend some days out of focus. While looking in the mirror, I'll be hoping that I could always live this very moment. I'll keep it frozen. But for now, I'm focused on my spirit, not my energy. I'm keeping open eyes for my enemies. Ain't really got the time for superficial things. They don't mean nothing. I'm out here trying to get it, babe. I'm really out here winning, babe. Get it, baby. While standing on the bench, I got a move from the streets. We rolling two in the deep. He like I'm classy petite. The kind who rolls on the low and makes a mark where he go. I wanna follow along, and I wanna fall in love wide open. But need that kind of love without commotion. While on the cloud of night, I know I'm hoping that I can always live this very moment. But for now, I'm focused on my spirit, not my energy. I'm keeping open eyes for my enemies. Ain't really got the time for superficial things. They don't mean a thing. I'm out here trying to get it, babe. Get it, baby. While standing on the bench, babe. Oh, I spend my life, sit right here, visualize, even though in my mind, live this life while it's mine. Oh, I spend my life, sit right here, visualize, even though in my mind, live this life while it's mine. I'm focused on my spirit, not my energy. Keeping open eyes for the enemy. Ain't really got the time for superficial things. They don't mean a thing. And I'm out here trying to get it, baby. Why focus on the business, baby? I'm out here trying to get it, baby.
I don't expect you to know where it's gonna go. but I believe we might be on to something. And I just thought maybe you should know. I've been playing out a lot of hypotheticals in my mind. I've been writing your name down next to mine. Been imagining all the things you and I could do. Ooh, ooh. I've seen all the possibilities in my dreams. You're alone when you should really be next to me. Baby, let's not wait and see. Immediate action isn't necessary. It's a fatal attraction, it's a little scary. But I got a plan of attack, and I'll get us there someday soon. I know it. I got a plan A and I got a plan B. And if it's absolutely necessary, we'll go to plan C. Whatever I gotta do to be with you. I've been playing out a lot of hypotheticals in my mind. I've been writing your name down next to mine. Been imagining all the things you and I could do. I've seen all. Caught in the rain sometimes, but I see something in you that I've never seen before, and I can't be sure, no, maybe not, but I think it's worth a shot.
Shut it down. Let's burn the roof. Tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. I'm feeling that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. I feel
tonight's the night.
Hey,
let's live it up.
Let's live it up.
I got my money.
Hey,
let's spin it up.
Let's spin it up.
Go out and smash it.
Smash it.
Like on my god.
Like on my god.
Jump out that sofa.
Come on.
Let's kick it off. Fill up my cup.
Drink.
Mazel tov.
L'chaim.
Look at her dancing.
Move it, move it.
Just take it off. Let's paint the town.
Paint the town.
We'll shut it down.
Shut it down.
Let's burn the roof.
And then we'll do it again.
Let's do it. Let's do it. Let's do it.
Let's do it.
And do it. And do it.
Let's live it up.
And
do it.
And do it.
And do it.
And do it.
Do it.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Do it.
Let's do it.
Do it.
Do it.
Do it.
Here we come. Here we go. We gotta rock. Shot, body rock, rockin' don't stop. Round and round, up and down, around the clock.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday. Friday, Saturday, Saturday to Sunday. Get with us, you know what we say, say. Party every day, party every day. And I'm feeling
that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night.
One day, and pretty happy with
that. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night.
I know you want me. I made it obvious that I want you to. So put it on me. Let's remove the space between me and you. Now rock your body. Oh. Damn, I like the way that you move. So give it to me. Oh. 'Cause I already know what you want. Here's the situation, been to every nation. Nobody's ever made me feel the way that you do. You know my motivation, given my reputation. Please excuse me, I don't mean to be rude, but tonight I'm loving you.
wrong with you. Everything that you need, everything that you want, I'm on a 100, wanna stunt with you. From the window to the wall, gotta give you my all. Winter or the summertime, when I get you on the springs, I'ma make you fall. You got that body that made me wanna get up on the floor just to see you dance. And I love the way you shake that. Turn around and let me see them pants. You stuck with me, I'm stuck with you. Let's find something to do. Please excuse me, I don't mean to be rude,
but tonight I'm loving you.
Like a bass drum, fucking up a rhythm. every smile. Take control on me just for the night. But if I share my secret, you're gonna have to keep it. Nobody else can see this. So watch and learn. I won't show you twice.
What it do, baby? What it do, baby? What it do? Right now, I'm trying to do some, I'm experimenting.
Dang, that's about it.
I hesitated when I saw that. So
yeah, it's hard. DJ, good.
Are you joining on your own account too? Did I miss that?
Yes, sir. I'm getting plugged in right now as we speak.
So, right. BJ Clark is a good friend of ours. He's the station manager at WRFU.
Dang, that's about it.
And they are our media sponsor this year. And we'll talk a little bit more. Actually, you want to just go ahead and introduce yourself? And I think most people know who we are. And we'll do a quick intro. But, like, you want to share who you are and what our...
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, I want to thank you guys first and foremost for having me here with you on this live. I am DJ BJ Clark, station manager of 104.5 WRFU. Here in the heart of Central Illinois, which is Urbana-Champaign, okay? And I've been working in radio for over 25 wonderful years. And I'm also just excited to be a sponsor and support what you guys got going on at the Bitter Jester Music Festival for the youth. Here at the Independent Media Center, that's where we are located, downtown Urbana. We are the first nonprofit of the Independent Media Center, and we're actually a center for the arts. So we have a newspaper, we have radio, we have television upstairs, we have any walk of media that you think of. We host it right here at the Independent Media Center. We're also a venue to give the kids a chance to perform on a stage, not just the kids, but also the local independent artists. Now, 104.5, I take a lot of pride in saying this, but we look at ourselves as the leading station for independent artists around the world to get on the radio, and we want to support independent artists to get a time to shine on actual real radio. Now, we may be a smaller radio station, but our reach is pretty good. Here in Central Illinois, we reach about 90,000 people. And then we have touched as far as you can say Australia, Japan, Europe, anywhere across. Well, we got a guy in India, okay? He stays awake until 4. He wakes up at 4 a.m. in the morning just to join the After Work Drive show that I host here every Tuesdays and Thursdays. So that's fun. But and like then, I said,
do me a favor. Also, give a quick shout out to the college radio director.
Right, right. I'm segueing into that right now, my friend. And we take a lot of pride in reaching out to independent artists and supporting them through a network of other radio stations that College Radio Directory has fueled and put a lot of time, energy, and resources behind. And they, Danny Sky and collegeradiodirectory.com has given the independent artists a directory, which is a tool on how you can become more successful on getting your music played on terrestrial radio, okay? And what I love about College Radio Directory is when I first said yes to Danny Sky, you know, I kind of just took a chance with it. And the passion behind his voice and just he just seems so passionate at getting independent artists on the radio. And I said, dude, that's what I wake up for every single day. I said, I've been praying for a guy like you to come into my life, man. So we ended up 5 years ago starting from the ground, you know, grassroots, basically. And, you know, now here we are, you know, we're touching, like I said, all over the globe, all over the world. But the most biggest thing is it's the testimonies. It's the DJ BJ, I can't believe you won't believe it. I'm winning a Grammy. You're getting a Grammy, baby. You know, and I get these phone calls from these guys that, I mean, I've known them for 5-6 years ago, and they're calling me up in the middle of the night saying, hey, I just want to thank you for, you know, supporting us and believing in me when no one else did. And I tell these guys and all the kids, I don't do this for a fortune. I don't do this for fame. What I really do this for is to see you guys shine. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and that's that was the big reason why I love this partnership. And we got a lot to get to. I don't mean to cut you off, but
my bad. Yeah, sure my bad. You know I can talk all day, baby.
Well, yeah, man. Problem, but that's why I got these two here. So the short of it is that this relationship is awesome, and the College Radio Directory is something that we use. It's a really great tool to get our music out from our live albums on the air. DJ BJ is someone that you all should know. And wanted to do this kind of collab with him to do our announcement. So we're gonna jump right in here and get to it. If you've joined in the last few minutes, my name is Nick DeGrazia. I am the founder producer of the Better Jester Music Festival in Chicago. To my left is...
I'm Michael Saitlin. I'm a previous competitor in the event. I'm a previous judge, and now I sit as the Director of Education for the Better Jester Music Festival.
And to my right is...
And I'm Kevin Ray. I'm the music director for the festival, also a previous competitor and occasional judge as well.
So DJ BJ has been streaming our live at Better Jester Music Festival albums pretty much, it feels like daily. It's many times a day. The first volume,
oh, yeah.
4 and 5 are going to be coming out. He's been getting great feedback on that. And he also offered an on-air interview with the winners this year. Our grand finale is June 27th, and it will be the 4 winning bands from our prelims plus the wild cards that we are going to introduce in just a moment. So we're going to hit our 3 showcases, our guest artists. We're going to talk about who our wild cards are, and then we'll circle back at the end with information about our finale. So Michael's just going to talk really quickly about who our winners are.
Our grand finale at
the festival.
Yeah, we've had 4 preliminary nights in our judging bands for different nothing but alums this year. Picked 1 winner on each night. So from night 1, representing Illinois, playing pop punk, we'll be there. On night 2, playing girly pop core from Oklahoma, we have Tyrannus. Playing prog rock from night 3, Kentucky, we have 3 gone. And then what's from Tennessee, playing Math Rock, we have Tristan. Yeah, yeah. Those four bands are already in our finale. They know about it. They can sleep. And they have been sleeping well for the past couple weeks.
Yeah, so we're going to jump right in with our first showcase. Now, the showcases are not competing. These are artists that we thought did a really phenomenal job, and we kind of were like, we cannot imagine our finale without these performers joining us.
Now, so, what do the showcases still get?
So, yeah, the even though the showcases and our guest artists are not competing for cash or prizes, they're still getting... they're going to be appearing on our vinyl. They get a full 20-minute set in front of the judges who are voting. Pop band representing two states, Illinois and Massachusetts. We would love to welcome Billy Shawman and his band to our grand finale as a showcase, our very first showcase. That was a super easy decision as far as I'm concerned. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Jumping into the second?
Yep.
So our second showcase performer
pop band representing two states, Illinois and
we would love this artist,
Billy Shawman, and his band.
There's so much vulnerability in the lyricism and in their performance quality. They're pushing some really cool musical.
Sorry about that, fellas.
I can't see them not being on the vinyl.
Am I coming in a little bit clearer for you guys? So am I coming in louder? Is it good now?
Congratulations. We'd love to have you be our second showcase.
Feedback.
Awesome. Fantastic. Okay. And hey,
I believe
DJ,
that could help.
I think
does that help
some reverb
on the feedback?
You might have to mute.
Okay.
If there's some feedback. So, yeah, our two showcases.
Sorry about that, fellas.
It's okay.
Am I coming in a little bit clearer for you guys? Am I coming in louder? Is it good now?
We're hearing a little bit of feedback, though, so you might need
feedback
on your end. Fantastic.
Okay.
And hey,
I believe that could help. Does that help?
I think so.
On the feedback?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, so all right. Billy Shawman, Izzy Savitas, welcome to Bitter Jester Grand Finale 2026. And our third showcase, Mr. Ray.
For our third showcase band, this band really tore it up at their preliminary performance. They had such high energy, really shredding guitar solos, and we just had to invite them back to hear more. So for our third showcase, we'd like to welcome from Indiana, Mystic.
Awesome. Congratulations.
Congrats, folks. All right, let's go on to our guest artist for 2026. Now, the guest artist's coveted spot.
Can I interrupt for a second?
Sure.
Sorry, I love interrupting Michael.
It's true.
There's the long tradition of, like, surprises and extra things. I'm a more kind of person, and Michael's pretending to be surprised. We had this planned. But the fact is, there... Everybody watching needs to understand just how impossibly difficult this decision was, because for every showcase that we pick, for every wildcard that we pick, there are a lot that we don't. We're not able to do an extra wildcard because that would be too much for the judges, but we are going to do an extra showcase. So we are adding a band that otherwise wouldn't have been able to compete at, or sorry, to perform at the festival. So we're actually doing four showcases this year, and we also thought strategically that's going to help our judges to have a lot more time at the end to deliberate before our guest artist performs, which I know they're going to need. So our fourth bonus for year 20 in the Bitter Jester Music Festival, this is a band that was just like, we felt had a super clear vision of what their sound was and what they're going after. They are an indie rock band, also from Indiana. We would very much like to welcome The Strolls as our fourth bonus showcase band to Bitter Jester 2026. And now Michael can talk about our guest artists.
Amazing. Yeah, congratulations to the four showcase bands. We offer one guest artist spot where a solo artist performs over the course of the night, and I think it's a really coveted spot and role. So this solo artist specifically, this one stands out for me as a story of a lot of growth, specifically with her confidence and her storytelling and her poise and her posture and her love for the festival, but also just musically growing as a musician. And just her ability to leave such strong impressions with audiences and keep people engaged and really draw people into all of her playing. The festival is super proud of her, and the closing guest artist spot goes to, from Wisconsin, Claire McKenna. So congratulations.
Congrats. Yeah, and we've had a lot of really good guest artists. It's a really cool spot at the end of the night because all the pressure from the performers is mostly off. We're about to announce who the finalists are for the final showdown, but the bulk of the pressure is off. We've had artists like Ava Sapelsa and Claude and Tess Claire and most recently Ray fill that spot, and everybody is just so captive at that moment, and the audience is pretty big, so it's a great little spot there.
It's secretly maybe the headlining slot.
Yeah, it kind of is. All right, so those are our four showcases and our guest artists, and now we're gonna move into the part that you may all have been waiting for, which is our wild cards. Now, what a wild card means is that you are a finalist. There is objectively no difference between having won your prelim or being picked as a wild card because the judges are all different. We don't always necessarily agree with the judges. The judges are people. They have opinions, but so do we. And so we factor in a lot more than just the musical performance, although that is, frankly, the biggest, I think, component when we're looking at who's going to make a wild card. But at the end of the day, the question that we are trying to answer is, do we think this group or this individual could win the finale? And if the answer is yes, they are in this short list. And then we fight and debate and argue about it. But we've had, I don't know, 7 or 8 wild cards that have been in the top.
And some grand champions on top of all.
I mean, I think there's 5 or 6 wild cards that have actually been crowned grand champion, and there's probably 8 or 10 that have been in the top 3. So we've got a pretty good track record at this. So that's what a wild card is. And now, Mr. Kevin Ray, if you would like to reveal our first of 4 wild cards.
All right, so our first wild card spot.
Oh, sorry, 1 second. Sorry, BJ.
Can you let my other account in?
Oh yes, sorry. Absolutely. Thanks. This is the big moment. Yeah,
we're building the suspense.
Yes, you might need to send another request. I'm gonna try to catch it here. I saw your finger go up there.
Thank you. It should be in there.
While we're doing this, just reiterate one more time all of our showcase bands. These are the bands that are showcasing for us at the event. From Illinois, Massachusetts, we have Billy Shawman. From Michigan, Izzy Civitas. From Indiana, Mystic. And again, from Indiana, The Strolls. Our guest artist spot is going to Claire McKenna from Wisconsin. And now, Kevin Ray, our first wild card.
So for our first wild card pick, we felt that this band had a winning quality performance with their highly unique sound. They had a huge amount of energy, super fun on stage. And on top of all that, they had a duo of incredible lead vocalists. So from Illinois, we'd like to welcome as our first wild card, Miss Trophia. Congratulations.
Congratulations. Yeah.
First wild card and first band to log into this live stream tonight. So
it doesn't factor. But what a coincidence.
Yeah, wouldn't it be funny if this is where you discover that it's just the order in which you log into the live stream. And for those just joining, since we had DJ BJ's account join here, this is the Bitter Jester Music Festival. We're an independent music festival up in the Chicagoland area. We accept applications from all across the country. We have winners that are picked at various preliminary rounds, and we're going through and announcing our additional wild cards that are going to be in the competition. Before we get to wild card number 2, a couple quick thank yous while we have a captive audience. City of Highland Park, First Bank of Highland Park, and Highland Park Community Foundation. These are our biggest cash sponsors. And First Bank of Highland Park provides $3,000 for the winner, $2,000 for runner-up, and a grand for the honorable mention. And they basically doubled the prize money for this year only for our 20th anniversary. So congratulations to the bands that are going to win that. Judy's Pizza has to get a shout-out because they provide food for all of our performers. Sunset Foods is catering our staff at the finale. Halftone Agency and Bluegrass helped us to be able to get T-shirts that we give for free to all of our performers. We've got a great deal with Sensophonics. And if you're a performer and are in need of custom old earplugs, reach out to us because we've got a 40% off deal through Sensophonics. We've got some news coming from Guitar Center Music Foundation coming soon. Very special shout out to Secret World Books and Kurtz Cafe for letting us invade their spaces. We literally couldn't imagine doing our prelims without them and our finale. Courtyard by Marriott gives us an amazing deal on hotel rooms. And now we're going to talk about the prizes really quick. Let's do wildcard number two before we get into prizes. So yeah, I skipped ahead a little bit. So our second wildcard of four.
Joining Miss Trophia.
This is another band that we felt had a winning performance their night. And I think everybody would agree with that. They just have a really polished and catchy sound. For us, the songwriting stands out in particular. And it's the kind of group that you hear, and then it's very earwormy. You're going to be singing the choruses from a lot of their songs for days and days and days. It's an indie rock band from the East Coast, specifically from New York. We would like to bring back to the finale Cabin Fever. So congratulations to Cabin Fever. And
Welcome back, folks. Based on some of the
posts and comments, I know that they're bringing a huge sigh of relief over there because the anticipation and the anxiety was killing them. All right, so let's talk quickly about the prizes that the winning bands are going to do. We'll do this real quick. There's a lot. These are product sponsors who are providing amazing gifts and prizes to our band. So if you are a finalist or a wild card, you stand to receive.
So our finalists and our showcases and our guests each get one engraved SM57 microphone for every artist. Head to toe, oh, baby, run it right. If I share my secret, you're gonna have to keep it. Nobody else can see this. And it goes like this. Which all of these are so far $500+ each for these prizes. Our grand champions, full line of brand new Next 9 Studio tour mics, $2,300 prize money for, like, not prize money, but the cost retail value. Before you move on there, those are all sponsors of Shure. So those are amazing quality microphones.
Yeah. Shure has been really, really kind to us. There's a studio in Skokie called Real Sounds that was started by one of the Shure founders. They're a partner with us as well. A lot of the engineers there are Shure engineers, and they have also gifted us with studio recording time that we'll be awarding to a band. That's going to be a single mixed and mastered at Real Sounds in Skokie, Illinois. And the really cool part is that their social media team is going to be filming a behind the scenes of not just the making of that single, but training with mic etiquette and what different mics do to produce different sounds. They'll edit that together. And then as far as I understand it, they're going to be doing a collab post of that video with our account and with the band's account and with the Shure account. So that's going to be a really cool prize in and of itself, in addition to the single. Then we also have Ludwig Drums as a sponsor.
Yeah, Ludwig has been an incredible sponsor for us. We have our two backline drum kits that they donated recently, which are New Sonic, from their New Sonic line.
In Satin Golden Slumber.
Satin Golden Slumber is very beautiful. And we have a number of prizes from them this year. The Drummer of the Year, and also an additional drummer who is going to be chosen by Ludwig artist Jessica Bordeaux, will get a Ludwig Universal Snare, which is an incredible sounding snare drum that
Kevin's jealous.
Yeah, I'm incredibly jealous as a drummer. those are great. The Drummer of the Year will also win a Ludwig Gig Hardware package, which is great. I believe that's what we have on our backline kit, and it's been rock solid for us.
Yeah, that's like a $500 kit just in and of itself for the hardware.
And then finally, the Jessica Bordeaux drummer, chosen by her, will also win a Ludwig Speedflyer kick pedal. Those things are also great. We use those for our backline, and they are very smooth.
And then,
dude, not only do we have that, we have Musician of the Year awards that every showcase, every competition band
and guest artist
gets to qualify for. And we have Guitarist of the Year, we have a Vocalist of the Year, we have a Drummer of the Year, we have a Bassist of the Year, and we have a instrumentalist, just musicianship category, non-traditional instrument.
So like violin, key, anything that's not vocals, bass, drums,
yeah, inspired by our, you know, saxophonist Michael Brook, who got that award for us originally. All those people get like this Olympic style medal that's engraved. So cool.
Yeah. And then the Kessler family, this has become an annual tradition. They donate an additional kick pedal. It's a DW9000 kick pedal, which is like a $400 kick pedal. That goes to our Drummer of the Year. This is becoming the drum competition award. But then last but not least,
we also have our wonderful sponsor, Humes & Berg. Best drum cases in the business.
Yeah.
Our grand champion band will win a full set of Enduro Pro hard cases, which is over $1,000 value. And then second through fifth place will also win a Enduro Pro hard snare case. And that'll be in our Bitter Jester colors of either orange or purple.
Crazy.
Yeah. And then the Jessica Bordeaux winner and the Drummer of the Year get those snares that they won from Ludwig also in Enduro Pro hard cases. So
we'll have these somewhere for you to read because this is crazy.
It's insane. And then before we get to our third wild card, extra special shout out to Mike Berg from Humes & Berg. I cannot even begin to say how generous he has been with his time and his expertise and his connections and all of the drum cases that he gives. And they are not only great for protecting your drums if they tumble out of a car or something like that, they look great. And it's part of what we call the tour ready package, because what we want to say as a festival is that if you're not already touring, you should be. And if you are touring, we want you to look professional. And nothing looks more professional than rolling up and having your drum case in your drum kit in cases, as opposed to just pulling them out of bags and towels and stuff like that. So, yeah. All right. Wild card number three. Everyone's tuning back in right now. I have the pleasure of announcing this one. We kind of fought over this one because a lot of fans for this band among our staff. Our third wild card pick of four goes to a band that we really, really felt pushes the envelope. They take musical ideas of like rock music and just put it into this unexpected package and push it into an unexpected direction to create a really unique sound. They're one of the bands that performs with more instruments than they have performers. And so if you close your eyes, it ends up looking or sounding like there are a lot more people there. We would very much like to invite back to Bitter Jester for their very first finale appearance representing Kansas, Hammerhead. So congratulations. Yeah.
Congratulations.
So just to recap, Cabin Fever, Mistrophia, and Hammerhead are three of our four wild cards.
Crazy. But we can't be done yet. Let's to talk about a couple other things. First, we also have some live performance opportunities that these finale performers get as well, potentially. One of my favorites that we got when we were at Bitter Jester with the Scholars was this Navy Pier Labor Day performance, looking over the water, super, super pretty, and so much audience engagement, and just such a fun and professional set. That one's a lot of fun.
Another awesome live performance opportunity. One of our lucky finalists will be selected by the Ravinia Festival to open for a national touring act that's coming through. Past bands that our groups have been able to open for include Charlie Puth, the Steve Miller Band, ZZ Top, Leonard Skinner, and more. So it's an incredible opportunity.
Yeah, and our runners-up from last year, a great band called Charlie Boy, They are opening for Bonnie Raitt on August 22nd. Those tickets are still available. And Ravinia Festival is just this beautiful outdoor music pavilion, and then thousands and thousands of people out on the lawn. So that's a fantastic opportunity. So yeah, catch Charlie Boy on August 22nd, opening for Bonnie Raitt. New this year, we have a partnership with an incredible lady named Val Haller, who has a company called Val's List. She is the creator of the Winnetka Music Festival, which is, for our region, one of the biggest local music festivals in the area. Multiple stages, thousands of people in attendance. She has a sideshow called the Chapel Series, where they take over an old chapel that's been converted into a music venue. The acoustics are phenomenal. And she's going to handpick one of our artists. And this is actually any of the, it's open to any of the performers who've gone through Bitter Jester. So not necessarily a finalist, possibly, but not necessarily. And then Val will tell us who she wants to do the chapel show. That's a tip-based show, but the artists are generally leaving with well over $1,000. But the audience is the prize there, because these are loyal people who trust Val's taste in music. And so you are going to leave with cash in your pocket, an amazing show, and a bunch of fans, is our prediction. Now, for the grand finale, we're going to announce our fourth and final wild card here in a minute. The wild cards and the finalists are going to be performing in front of our panel of judges, and there are seven of them, including these two clowns, our director of education and our music director, who are third place finalists themselves many, many times over. And they're going to be joined by five former grand champions who are essentially representing almost all 20 years of the festival. They're all grand champs. They've done it before on that stage. And then what their job is as a team of seven, is to narrow the eight finalists down to two. We will announce those two finalists. And then what those two bands or solo artists get to do is retake the stage. They're going to flip a coin to determine the playing order, and they play one single song that was not in the set that they played to get them there. So there's a little bit of game theory involved. And then they play that one song back to back. Our seven scoring judges, plus some other VIPs who will consist of Haman Kim, some other VIPs that we trust, including mostly grand champions, former grand champions, are going to write the name of the group down that they want to win on a piece of paper. We fold it up, put it in a hat, and we start pulling names out of a hat. And I don't think it's going to be 40 votes this time, but it's probably going to be like 10 or 15. So the first to a majority is going to be crowned grand champion. The second place will be our runners up. And then we'll also mention an honorable mention.
The honorable mention will happen before they even come
yes.
to the stage.
Yeah, we.
I know, very.
We'll get it. Yeah.
Experience.
There's a lot to go over. We'll cover that later, but it's very exciting. And I would say, if you're tuning into the live stream and you don't have all day, tune in for the last portion, because that final showdown is just, honestly, it's one of the most fun things that I do all year in my entire life. Okay, so Michael has an important note, and then we are going to announce our fourth and final wild card.
Yeah, would you let them know after this how you would like them to do this? So,
yeah,
They
can DM us.
I got you. Okay, so any of our showcases, guest artists, or wild cards, in order to officially be on the selection pool and officially be joining us, you need to send us a DM on Instagram within the next 24 hours. So, yes. I'd say by 9 p.m. tomorrow.
Yeah,
you must.
With the words, I accept. Yeah. And honestly, if you're on right now and you accept, just do it right now and get it over with, because then we can start posting about it. So if you accept, these are offers to be wild cards and showcases and whatnot. So yes, just please let us know that you accept, so we don't make a post and then have to retract it later. All right.
Been there, done that.
Yep. Yeah. So Michael, who is our fourth and final wild card?
This last wild card selection goes to a band that has their musical vision so locked in. Their songwriting is gravitational for me. Their hooks are so catchy. Their individual musicianship is so, so strong. And their competitiveness, which is ultimately the goal of being a wild card, that we feel like they could win the festival along with the other three and the four winners, goes to, from Tennessee, Bella Vista. Congratulations, folks.
Congratulations.
Congratulations. So, yeah, we will be doing a YouTube live stream on Saturday, June 27th. Our show now runs from 2 o'clock until 10:30 because we've added the strolls into the mix. I want to give a shout-out to Sound Fury Magazine and Highland Park Neighbors Magazine. They're both going to be doing features on the winners, which is incredible. Highland Park Neighbors Magazine alone goes to 7,000 people. Yeah, and then we will be sending out an email to the finale group chat with the hotel link so you can get your deal. We also have a guest link, so if you have other friends and family that want to stay at the hotel, we can offer our $99 a night deal to fans of the festival as well.
So to clarify, one more time in a one-off right here, our four winners of our preliminary nights, Exit 122, Tyrannus, Threegon, and Tripsitter, were our winners from our preliminary nights. Joining them in the competition, Mistrophia, Cabin Fever, Hammerhead, and Belvista, showcasing the events for us around the competition is Billy Shawman, Izzy Civitas, Mystic, and because we have four this year, the Strolls, and closing out the night is Claire McKenna. Before the playoff.
Yeah, so that is our lucky, what is that, 13 or 12? Is that 13?
13.
Yeah, that's our luck. In my family, 13 is a lucky number. That is our lucky 13. They will all be on our album. Hopefully we can pick shorter songs and everyone will make it onto the vinyl. That is the goal. If you have questions, DM us. I will just close before we chat with DJ BJ here for a little bit by saying that this festival means the world to me. I do this because I love it. And I do it because I love these guys, my whole entire team. I think we finally have this team together that is the team that I've always wanted. And I hope that for you who have traveled to Illinois or, you know, even if it's 10 minutes down the road, that you experience how much the team cares about this event. And we do everything we can to shower you all with love and affection and opportunities, even if you don't win. So this is the next phase. You are now in the elite 5% if you're at the finale as a competition band of all of the groups that applied this year. I am so excited. And again, I want to give a thank you to DJ BJ for helping us to spread the word through your channel. I kind of want to ask you, BJ, to just share your thoughts for a minute about why this relationship is important to you and why you are so passionate about getting young artists and unsigned artists out there heard by other people.
All right. Am I coming in clear? Can you guys hear me okay?
He's got the delay.
Yeah, this is the CNN delay.
All right. Well, again, I want to thank you guys so much for having 104.5 be a sponsor and be a part of this. Hold on, I'm getting a little delay on my end. Hold on, guys.
All right. Am I coming in clear? Can you guys hear me okay?
I'm just going to talk freely and pray that everything sounds good on your end, okay?
104.5 be a sponsor and be a part of.
Well, first of all, I want to thank Nick again for reaching out.
Hold on, I'm getting a little delay.
I don't know how these divine paths cross, but it did. And
am I coming in clear?
I'm teamed up with collegeradiodirectory.com.
I'm just going to talk freely and pray. Right. That everything
but
sounds good on your end, okay?
When did we really become independent artists?
Well, first of all, I want to thank Nick again for reaching out to me. I don't know how these divine paths crossed,
and
but
the beauty
it did.
Of the
and,
Bitter Jester Music Festival.
I'm teamed up with collegeradiodirectory.com, and it's really about
it's
independent
like
artists.
On a real stage.
Right?
All right.
But we have to remember.
Experience. It's just
when did we
job,
really
just
become
a second,
independent
guys.
Artists? When we
with
fell in
job,
love with music. When we were
you
children.
You need experience.
All right.
Right.
And the beauty of the Bitter Jester Music Festival It's getting the kids and the youth
with Bitter
a taste what it's
festival,
like playing on
festival,
a real stage.
It gives
all
those
right?
kids
getting
a real
the experience. It's
and,
just
and
with
it's,
any
it's,
job.
It's,
just a second.
Some
guys.
Of these kids don't realize, but this may be the biggest
with any
stage.
Job.
Some of them may ever
you
be on,
need
but
experience,
I'm not. I do believe
right?
that you guys will touch
to get
many stages
with
and perform
what you're doing.
And on many stages, but.
And I feel with Bitter Jest Music Festival,
it?
The music festival,
because
it
I'm
gives those kids
artist.
A real experience.
All right, we're all
and
independent
it's,
artists.
It's,
we all love it.
Some of
but
these kids don't realize, but
I've realized
this may be
the
biggest
industry. Is,
some of them may ever be on, but I'm not. I do believe that you guys
other.
Will touch many stages
right?
and perform.
And how do we
and
do
on
that?
Many
we start
stages.
From the grassroots.
But,
we start when our minds are developing.
Why am I passionate
and we're growing.
About it?
And if we nourish these children,
because I'm an independent
right?
artist.
By the time they get
all right,
in their
we're all independent
like
artists. We all love it.
You know,
but the one thing that I've realized in the music industry,
and hopefully one day that these kids will see what
we
we're
need to
doing
learn to
for
support
them,
each other,
and they'll do the same thing
right?
for the next
and
generation.
And how do we do that? We start from
you
the grassroots.
On that,
we start when
and
our minds are developing,
day,
and we're
my
growing.
Job
and if
as
we
station
nourish
manager
these
of 104.5,
right?
And I love
by the time
how
they
you
get
said,
in their mid 40s, like
this,
myself,
you said,
you know, they'll be, you know, on a whole nother plateau.
Winning.
And
all
hopefully
right.
one
but
day
the end of
that
the day,
these kids
guys,
will see what
we're
doing
winning.
For them, and they'll
right.
do the same
because
thing for the next generation.
We're meeting new people.
You feel me on that, fellas? But at the end of the day, my job as
right.
the station
and
manager
little,
of 104.5,
do they not know,
and I loved it how you said, Nick,
the tool
you said
that we're
this.
All trying to
you
seek
said,
here. And the moment that maybe
about
we
winning.
Get a young
right. but at
John
the end
Mayer
of the day, guys, we're all winning.
But maybe
right. because
he
we're
needs
networking,
to know
we're meeting new people and we're opening
to talk
up
to
new
a radio
doors
station.
And opportunities
well,
for
guess
one another.
What? You got DJ
right.
BJ
and
on
little,
board.
Little
I will show you.
Know.
I will talk
education
to you. I will
is
answer
the tool
any of
that
your
we're
questions
all trying to seek
about
here.
All of the wonderful
and the
things
moment
that
you're
need
maybe
to
we get a young
music
John Mayer coming from the grapevine, right? But maybe he needs to know the proper
that's
ways
right.
to talk to a radio station. Well, guess what? You got DJ BJ on board. I will show you. I will talk to you. I will answer any of your questions
yes, sir.
About all of the wonderful
yes,
things that you're going to need to succeed
yeah,
in the music
say,
business.
I will say, too, that it's an awesome platform because you are in one of the biggest college towns in the country, and you have a really
that's
loyal
right.
listenership. And I,
that's
and I
right.
know that in addition to the interview that you're going to do with our winner, having our vinyl
late,
played pretty much on a
thing,
loop.
Has like
been,
I said, I
yes,
could
sir.
Talk to you guys
you
all day.
To
yes,
me,
sir.
But
a lot of feedback
the thing
coming
about
in,
college
like,
radio
what is this
directory
live music
is,
that you're playing? It's awesome. So
you guys see
yeah,
how
man, having an opportunity
I am,
to just like share our
there's
vision,
other guys like me
totally
out there looking for
these
independent artists.
And
that's right.
These kids know, oh, shoot, there's a directory.
I know it's getting late. I know it's getting late, but I want to say one more thing. Like I said, I could talk to you guys all day.
That want to play my music.
The thing about college radio
and,
directory
and my job
is
number one.
You guys see how passionate I am?
These kids.
There's
and
other guys like me out there
question.
Looking for,
no
for
such
these,
thing as a stupid
these independent
question,
artists. And if,
right,
if these kids know,
it.
Oh, shoot, there's
will,
a directory like college radio directories
years,
with a book of all of these artists or all of these radio stations that want to play my music.
So with that being said,
and
Nick,
my
I mean,
job
like I said,
is
I can sit
number
here and
one
talk all
is
day
to educate
long, but,
these
add
kids.
Me on Instagram.
And I want them
I'm
to
sorry,
know
guys,
that
if I don't
any
get right
question,
back
there's
right
no
away,
such
I
thing as a stupid
will,
question, kids.
But I do go live
right,
with college radio
it.
Directory at least
and I will,
once
I will
a
be
day. So you 25, can catch
years,
me on my live
25
and ask
years
me
of experience.
Questions.
Trust me.
But
I've heard all the questions.
To see you guys
and I got your answer.
And once I found out, Nick,
with that being said, Nick, I mean, like I said, I can sit here and talk all day long. Add me on Instagram. I'm sorry, guys, if
I
don't get right back to you right away. I promise I will.
Situation.
But I do and go so, live with College Radio Directory at least once a day, so you can always catch me on my live and ask me those questions. But I'm here to see you guys succeed. And once I found out, Nick, that you were doing this, I was blown away. And yeah. I told my partner, I said, this is something I want to get involved. I want to see how I can help. How can I add value to this situation?
Yeah, and I think what's especially
so,
interesting is, you know, Heyman Kim, our music advisor, can help bands a lot yeah. with
hustling to get into the festival scene and into the college performance scene.
Yeah.
And where you and College Radio Directory come in is on the airwaves. And I've used College Radio Directory myself. It is honestly,
but it's the yeses that you're looking for.
Well, it's just a good because, network to get in.
Okay,
I,
like I said, I'm gonna
have
I can, to let me
networks.
Just say
you
this
have to
last tidbit.
And you got
to
put yourself
let's say
out
you
there.
Get
and like
five
anything else, it's sales. It's
college
all numbers
radio
game.
Stations
if you
on your
yeah.
team,
10 college
helping,
stations,
playing
you're probably
your music, promoting you, and
you
drop a single.
You're going to get
what
10
I tell
yeses,
the kids is
and then
it's about
it
building
build.
Relationships.
So
but
the
it's
the
yeses that you're looking
with the
for.
DJs.
Because
and the thing is, yeah. everybody
okay,
wants
I,
to go
I, like
mainstream.
I said, I'm
going to
keep. I
everybody
let me just say this last,
so
last tidbit.
On,
let's
on
say you get five
and those things of that nature,
college radio stations on your team helping playing your
radio.
Music, promoting you,
and
you drop a single.
When it comes to your radio royalties,
what I tell the kids is it's about building
relationships.
With these stations,
the
with
the
DJ. The
royalty pay.
And the thing is, everybody
right,
wants to go mainstream.
More,
everybody
to
wants to have so many streams on Spotify and Pandora and those things of that nature.
How you can,
but we
get
forget
more of your,
the power
your
of radio.
Right
and the thing is, when it comes to your radio royalties, kids, the smaller the station,
yes, congratulations.
The greater the royalty payout. All right, I can tell you more, but you got to come to the masterclass and to hear more about, you know, on the breakdowns
right.
on
hey,
how
thanks,
you
Nick,
can
thanks,
get more
you
of
guys.
Your
right,
royalties
you
and your performance rights organizations.
All right, and with that, congratulations to everybody. BJ, thank
yes,
you.
Yes, congratulations.
Yeah, and I'm excited for you to hear this new crop of bands. And, yeah, we're going to hop off, celebrate a little bit. And sleep.
All right. Hey, all thanks, right. Nick. Thanks,
yeah,
guys.
Thanks,
I appreciate you guys. All right. You guys have a good night.
You too.
What's up, y'all? This is your boy, DJ BJ Clark, with the After Work Drive Show, right here on 104.5 WRFU. I want to invite you to tune in every Tuesdays and Thursdays at 5 p.m. for the After Work Drive Show with your boy, DJ BJ Clark. I'll see you in the future.
In the future. In the future.
104.5 WRFU.
Maybe we should pace it, girl, I'm just saying.
You just take my
Having flings is not enough. Having someone you can trust, it could be us. Count on each other when times get rough. Why should I give you all of my time when it could be all bad? When it could be all bad. Say what you want. No, I ain't got a front. Baby, I'm all that. Baby, I'm all that. Oh, why should I give you all of my time when it could be all bad?
time again to be grateful. So pass the gravy around the table. DJ BJ Clark bringing love to the airwaves. 104.5 helping the independent artists survive. Let's go.
It's time of year we need to extend ourselves. Look out for one another, give somebody help. I know that holiday vibe can fade. Some feel alone, some feel afraid, but we got togetherness and generosity. Nobody left alone, no one's in need. Like Charlie Brown, Thanksgiving, simple and true. Pumpkin spice and gratitude. Mom's favorite recipes in the oven. DJ BJ's radio show keeps it buzzing. On a 4.5, spinning again. Oh, feels like family through the static and wind. Keep showing up with a smile on your face. Offering grace to the ones out of place. Family's been spinning, making the beat, yeah. Hands in the air, feel that heat. Hook arms, share love in motion. Gratitude's our devotion. From the table to the stereo sound.